training right, she ain't no more than no other dog. Mm-hmm. Some of them attack you, and then again, they won't. It depends upon how they're trained.
Has one ever gotten hold of you?
Yeah, yeah. And he was called this kind of a mixed breed dog. He wanted a thoroughbred. I went house right down the road there one day. Went down after a cousin of mine in the buggy. The dog was on the back. And I went in, they had peeling around the house. I went in, they asked me in, I went on in. Then when I come back out to the buggy, my cousin forgot her purse and left it on the bed. And she said, I done forgot my purse, will you go over here? I opened the gate and got about halfway to the porch, and them dogs heard me and they come around the house, three of them. And I didn't have a thing in my hand to keep walking. Then my cousin was in the house. She come to the door and come at the hall now, and them dogs around me in the house, she's down there and kicking now. One of them run up and grabbed me by my bitch leg. Just did pinch my skin. I got a chance to kick him, and by that time she hollered at him, and they just broke one on back around the house. And that was the only dog ever did get a chance to bite me.
You hadn't been bitten badly though?
No, it's just enough to bust the skin on my leg.
What about you? Did one ever?
Miss dog, we was going from school to teacher's center last. She had had a package over for us. She told me and another girl to go in. So we know the dog was back to the black dog. Mm-hmm. Kind of shagging, so I was scared of the dog. Mm-hmm. I got misty. And I said, now, Miss said, come on in. So we went on in. The girl jumped, she had to run. I don't believe the dog would have brought me. She jumped up on the step, he broke at me. And man, I sat down on him with that stick. I broke it. I sat down on him and she got mad with me because I hit that dog. Oh. But he would have got me if I had hit him with that stick.
You had to protect yourself.
Yeah. And he didn't get a chance to bite me because when I sat down on him, I done had an eyes up on that porch.
Yeah.
And she said, did you hurt him? I said, I don't know him. I said, but he broke at me. Mr. Hinson, said, good lamb, kill him if he bites you. She got mad, but he didn't. He said, don't let him bite you. And when we got ready to go, I said, I ain't going out there. That's some of y'all go with me. So she went with us to the gate. And got outside the fence. And when we got outside the fence, he was still mad at me. He come out and damn. So you come out of my jump this brick side your head.
This same individual she talked about, he had that dog. He's a black, I don't know, shepherd and cur or something. He's a black dog. He had a white ring around his neck. And you couldn't hardly go in that yard if he's there without somebody guarding him. Mm-hmm. And the man of the house stayed there, and if he put on a pair of corduroy pants, his wife would have to guard him, and that dog wouldn't let him in there with them corduroy pants on.
Yeah, that dog was rough, and he's about this tall.
Mm-hmm.
But, I had that stick was a good size stick. Mm-hmm. It was big and broom house, big and thing there.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought myself on with it, but I had it for your dog. Cause we hollered at the gate. And he said, oh. She said, come on in, here, boy. She on the porch, ready to step. But if the girl hadn't broken run, I reckon jumped on in front of me, he might not have come out of my, but when he came out of my house, I didn't do nothing but do this. I did that so quick, it was pitiful. I shot that dog shot back in the house, and I shot on top of it. And she didn't look like she liked it, and I didn't care if she didn't. I wouldn't want a kid, neither.
Yeah.
I want that dog to bite me.
Well, tell me, talking about getting back to farm animals for a minute, in a herd of cattle, what is it you call the male?
The bull.
The bull.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and what about a little one? When it's first born, it's a
little steer.